Hello, my name is Alex James. I'm a PM on the Entity Framework team at Microsoft, and today I'm going to give you a quick introduction to the Entity Framework. And what we're going to do is essentially use the tools to build a model from a database. So without further ado, let's go ahead and create our application. So I'm going to go ahead and create a console app, just a basic one. Console app 3 seems like a good enough name. And the first ones, while that's doing that, the first thing I'm going to do is actually I'm going to go ahead and create an Entity Framework data model. So I'm going to add one of those to my project. So I choose ADO.NET Entity Data Model. I'm going to call this thing blogging. That's because I have a database which has got blogging information in it. I go add. At the moment I'm using the bits from Beta 3. So these are pieces that are publicly available right now. You know, you'll be able to get the later pieces soon. So what I want to do now is I'm just going to choose the generate from database option, and you can see at this point I'm given the ability to go ahead and create a new connection if I wanted to, but I'm just going to go ahead and choose a connection I've already got. I've got a blogging database on my SQL Express install, and you can see that the Entity Framework is asking to put an entity connection string in the app config called blogging entities. Now that connection string is not a standard SQL connection string, even though the connection up here is, because what it is it's the Entity Framework connection string, and that's actually made up of three major pieces. The first piece is this metadata section, and this tells the Entity Framework how to map from the objects that the programmer wants to interact with through to the underlying database, and it does that through the CSDL, SSDL, and MSL. So the CSDL describes the model that the programmer wants to use, the SSDL describes the database model, and the MSL describes the mapping between the two. Then the next piece of the connection string is the provider. So in this case we're saying use the SQL client. So we're using that because we're connecting to a SQL Express install in this case. And then finally, the last piece is the provider connection string, and that is a connection string that the Entity Framework should pass down to the underlying provider, in this case, SQL Client. So let's go ahead and continue. And what's happening now is the Entity Framework is going off to the database and trying to work out what's in the database. And so we get the option through the tool to choose what we want to import. So you can see it's suggesting that there's a whole series of stored procedures I might want to import, and some tables as well. And if there were views in the database, I'd see views too. I don't actually want any stored procedures. All I want is the tables. And in fact, there's only some of those tables I want. I want audit log. I don't want audit log. I don't want post ratings, and I don't want sys diagrams. And you can see what I've left myself here with is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tables. So now I'm going to go ahead and say finish, and what's happening is the Entity Framework now is going to go ahead and deduce a default model for me. And so we'll let it do that. And you can see here it is. And so this is a default mapping from, well, this is essentially a default model which, you know, uses the database and a default strategy to kind of figure out what entities should be created. So there are a few things I need to kind of fix up here. First thing I want to do is, I need to singularize my entity names, because in my code I don't want to be creating comments objects. I wouldn't mind a collection of comments, but when I create one it should just be new comment instead of new comments. So I'll do that for all my entities. So I just singularize them. As you can see, it's very simple. The only one which is a little bit more complicated is people, because the singular of people is person. So now I've done that, I want to just draw your attention to one key thing. You can see on this canvas here that there are only 5 entities, but in fact I imported, if you remember, 7 tables. And the reason for that is the Entity Framework has recognized that 2 of the tables are just used to associate 2 of the other tables together, or 2 tables together. So it's collapsed those into what we call associations. So you can see here's an association between a blog and a post called blog posts. And you can see that the cardinality is star to star, which means many to many. And that's exactly what a many to many join table is always about. And that's why it's being collapsed out. And likewise, we've got the same thing between post and tag called post tags. Again, it's many to many. So So that's cool. So the Entity Framework has kind of worked that out for us. The next thing I want to do, though, is you know, I've got these things called navigation properties, and these are how we use these associations to move from one entity to another entity. So you can see I've got one here called people, which takes me from the comment to the person. And if you look at how it works, it actually goes through the FK comment auth, comment author. So that's an FK on the comment type called author. So what I want to show now is how I can actually change that. And so to do that, I'm going to bring up the mapping details, pin them, well, I was going to pin them so I can see them all the time, and I'm just going to click on the navigation property, and we can sort of deduce what it's doing here. You can see what it's saying is this is mapping the author, which is a foreign key on the comment table, through to the person class. So I'm going to rename this navigation property to be called author, because that name makes more sense. And likewise, a comment has one post, so post is a bad name, so we'll just call it post. And I'm going to go and tidy up all of these navigation properties so they have appropriate names. So on a post here, you can see that a post has comments. That's correct. A post does have many comments, but it also has just one author, and you can see that down here from looking at the mapping. You can see it maps through to the author foreign key. I'm going to do the same thing for poster. Blogs is right because a post can belong to many blogs, and tags is right because a post can be tagged many times. On a blog, however, you can see it's got an owner, and from down here, and it does have many posts. And now a person has blogs that they own, comments that they've made, posts that they've authored. So let's change that to authored posts, and posts that they've posted. So let's change that to posted posts. So at this point then, I've built a pretty simple model. I can just prove that this is working by building it. And now I can go into my code and actually use that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create an object context, which is kind of like in Entity Framework Object Services parlance, that's like a connection to the database. And I'm going to do that by going, I need a blogging entities. In fact, I'll just pull that out. I don't like it. I'm just going to do a resolve here so that it's up there as a using. And I'm going to call that context. I'm going to create a new context like that. And so this provides me essentially a scope in which I can interact with my entities and my database. You see, I'm actually using the default constructor for a blogging entities. That's because what that does is it'll use connection string that the wizard asked if it could put in the app config, and I'm going to do that because that makes a lot of sense for me. And now what I'm going to do is just output all the blogs in the database by accessing the strongly typed blogs container. So you can think of that as being kind of equivalent to the table. So the context here, this strongly typed blogging entities, provides access through strongly typed properties. So you can see that this is an object query of blog, so it's strongly typed to blog, hanging off the context. And that gives me the ability to interact with the data in those things. So if I just write out to the console the blog's name, and just run this code, you can see in my database I've got four blogs. And so just to sort of summarize what we've done, we've taken an existing database from the an existing database, used the tooling that comes with the Entity Framework to infer a model from that. We've then made some tweaks to that model to make it kind of more natural for the developer. And then finally we've used it to just output some information about what's in the database. So this has been sort of the first in a series of posts that I will give on the Entity Framework. I hope you found it informative. Thanks very much for listening.